Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Well, what is going on, everyone? Good morning to you. Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Well, what a win. What a day. What a morning. What a weekend. What a hello. Got an NFC Championship game coming up in 6 days. What a win by the Eagles. Wild conditions, wild win. Thrilling victory. We'll talk about it all show. Obviously, the snow a major factor. This game came right down to the wire. Either team could have won. Birds did. Congrats to the Eagles. And on to the NFC Championship game. Look, 215-592-9494 for your reaction all through the show. Very heavy on the phone lines, particularly early this program. 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
What up, my man?
Birds cannot detect spiciness.
Now they can deal with
foods.
They can deal with snow.
Birds. Yeah, we can run the ball. We can move the ball. But birds, doesn't matter. They can taste the other parts of peppers and everything, but they can eat ghost peppers like the cow until the cows are coming home because they can't detect spiciness.
All right,
good for birds.
So let's get to it here. I mean, guys, let me just start with this. Truly epic victory. I mean, really, truly, truly epic. We've seen a lot of Eagles games. We've seen some epic through the years, but you don't get it that often. This was one of them. Part of what, and I thought a big part of what made it so epic, was how nerve-wracking it was at almost every juncture of the game. I would honestly tell you, to me, just about the only time that wasn't nerve-wracking was the Eagles' first possession when they moved right down the field and scored, and you feel good. And then when there was like 4.5 minutes to go and Saquon had just had the run and you're up by the 13 points and you feel good for about 2 minutes until the Rams score and you're like, all right, hold on, we're back to nerve wrack. Other than those couple minutes, I mean, guys, we were walking on a freaking tightrope as a fan base the whole game, the whole time. And it was scary as hell, but we also knew the Eagles were the better team. I believe they would probably find a way to pull it out, but with no certainty. I mean, the season was hanging by a thread. Jalen Carter, I really thought I really thought he saved the season. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought he saved the season a couple times. I mean, he's got the punch out of Kyren Williams of the ball, right, in a critical juncture when things have gotten even hairier than they had been. He obviously has the sack on Stafford on third down. He has a major pressure on Stafford on fourth down. He was awesome. Saquon was awesome. Gutsy by Jalen. Really gutsy by Jalen. Now, some good and bad. Obviously, we'll talk about it today. We'll talk about it all week. But tremendous credit for the guts he showed. The defense, to a large extent, played a good game. The crowd was there. The crowd was into it. The snow was there. Look, just I'm telling you, I've seen a lot of Eagles football. Put this one in the big capital E. Epic category. Phenomenal job. Phenomenal job by the Philadelphia Eagles pulling it out and advancing to an NFC Championship game that I think they will win. Look, we'll take your calls all show, 215-592-9494. Not that I take that one for granted. There's some scary elements there. We don't quite know exactly what's going to happen with Jalen and his knee. But what a great job by the Eagles yesterday. Your thoughts, your calls, 215-592-9494. John, talk to me.
The Lions lost to the Commanders. We got the NFC Championship game here in Philadelphia. I thought there was no way possible this could come to pass. And crazy things happen. Crazy things happen this time of year. But we are insulated against the crazy stuff because teams that can run will win this time of year. Teams that can play defense will win this time of year. We are winning. Now we need to get real about what needs to get done to finish this thing. I think we can be real. Hey, we're playing a divisional opponent that we believe we are better than on paper at our home stadium. for the chance to go to the Super Bowl. I feel so good about that. I feel so great about that. We have the best odds to win the Super Bowl.
That's right.
I feel so great about that.
I agree.
But there are certain things that need to be figured out and corrected, and there are certain things that really inspired me in this game. The things that, man, inspired me, we're no longer worried about extra players in the box. We on those long touchdowns, Jalen Hurts' touchdown, there was a safety down in the box. It didn't matter. Saquon's long touchdowns, safety, you know, inserted. It doesn't matter. If the safety gets fooled by the angle anyway, because Saquon is 230 pounds and runs like the wind,
yeah.
It doesn't matter if he's down. It doesn't matter if he's back. I love the fact that we were just calling it and running it at times. I love the fact that you could see on the TV copy Jalen and Saquon locking eyes saying, holy cow, that safety, you know what? I'm going to set up this block on the inside. I'm gonna take the inside zone outside and bounce that. There's no way he can catch
me.
I'm going to go hit my head on the goalpost, man.
Just for what it's worth, because I think there's a little bit of a misconception after the game about that. Saquon said after the game that he just didn't know if he was lined up in the right spot.
Oh, really?
And was communicating to Jalen, am I lined up okay?
Oh, well, okay.
Let's go with the other one. The watch this was way cooler.
Let me tell you what happened. He maybe lined up on the wrong side. The bottom line was the way Saquon set up his blocks, and this is something that every running back coach talks to his running backs about constantly. Set up your blocks on the inside. He made it look like he was cramming it up inside. He made it look like he was going to cram it twice and then bounced it, so that allowed every one of his offensive linemen to get onto their blocks and stay on their blocks. He does such a great job with all that, and he is unstoppable. And we saw that again. That's why we are the Super Bowl favorites. But taking seven sacks when you drop back to pass, how many times? Less than 30 times. There's a lot of blame to go around there. There's a lot of blame going to Jalen. There's a lot of blame going to the offensive line. There's a lot that needs to be fixed on that front. And it's as simple as, at times, just throw the ball away.
Yeah.
I mean, just a sack destroys a drive. Get rid of the ball instead of taking that sack. And I know that some of this might be pre-programmed. This is all part of the grand scheme of this is what works. We don't turn the ball over. He's going to continue to be this conservative, and this is how he does it. Man, I feel like he should have gotten rid of that thing.
Well, I agree with you on that. I think the thing is, the knee probably played a part, particularly when he came back in the game and is in the end zone.
I can't even believe he came back from that.
Look,
knee.
We guys,
that's incredible.
We're going to be all ears for what is it? I mean, I don't know. I was wondering, you know, is it a torn knee? Is it a sprained knee? Like, what is it? We still don't obviously know. Something ain't right. I mean, the way he got bent was scary, and then seeing him move thereafter wasn't good. He did move a little bit more in the fourth quarter than when he initially came in the game, which was obviously a good sign. But it's a real concern against Washington, and it's going to bring back into question who should be the backup quarterback and all that sort of stuff. But look,
doesn't bring anything into question. He's going to play. He finished the game.
Well, the different issue, though.
I mean, think that
it does bring into question who the backup quarterback should be before the game.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, I totally disagree.
We have a backup quarterback who's been the backup quarterback the entire season. Changing that now would fly in the face of everything that this organization does.
In our poll 2 weeks ago, more people wanted Tanner McKee to be the backup than Pickett. So I'm just telling you.
Okay, that doesn't mean that's what the organization does even considers.
John, they've been sticking with Jake Elliott and they shouldn't. Let me put this out there right now. It's time to switch kickers. Time. I thought about it after the game quite a bit. It was about 3 hours after the game. You know, I'm watching the Bills-Ravens game. And at some point, I put on Twitter these three words: "Enough is enough."
It's
enough.
I think it's too late. I think this has been mismanaged to the point where it is actually too late to make the switch.
I disagree.
I think his confidence is so shot. I can't believe two extra points were
Look,
missed.
I've seen,
now it really is a crapshoot every time he takes
John,
a kick.
I know, and
I don't think that changing now is the answer. I think you made this bed. You have to lie in it, and it's basically don't kick.
And they probably will
when you have the chance.
Yeah, they probably will lie in it. I know. I've seen the Philly stick with Mitch when they shouldn't have, who was a good pitcher, and they stuck with him. We saw the Philly stick with Craig Kimbrell, who was a good pitcher, and they stuck with him, and they shouldn't have. And we're seeing the Eagles stick with Jake Elliott, and I'm telling you right now, I think it's a mistake. I stood by it for a while because, you know, we all love Jake. He's been a great Eagles kicker, the whole deal. I hear you, John, the last couple weeks. I thought, yeah, probably too late. Enough. I can't have a miss every game and two misses. I can't. I don't want it. So, look, that's
when you're missing extra points, it's because it's in your head.
I agree with you, John.
It is so in his head.
I agree.
And they should have recognized this. They should have made the change, but it needed to be in November.
All right, so look, that obviously is on the table. The whole game's on the table. The whole weekend's on the table. What lies ahead is on the table. The snow, if you were down there and the snow experience, we would love to hear the experience from your standpoint in the stands. Major credit to the 70-something thousand that were there screaming their head off, dealing with the snow. I mean, just what a phenomenal, and I mean phenomenal win by the Philadelphia Eagles, a day that made me very proud to be an Eagles fan. Look, your thoughts, your calls.
To the gun on first down. He goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 78 yards.
I have really come to enjoy Mike's uh-ohs on those runs. He's
so
really
good.
Right? He has mastered the art of the Larry Anderson saying something during a big moment, but not interrupting the play-by-play guy.
Adding color and texture.
Right.
It's the he does it great.
I know
perfect.
He does. I know. All right, 215-592-9494 to react. Tell us how you're feeling. James, how you feeling?
Like I spent 50 hours watching a game yesterday. It was so stressful.
Right?
To your point, there was like 3 minutes of actual real time where we weren't stressed, but you know, even though we had to go through it, to your point, with the snow, the majesty, the whole thing, like,
yep.
It might not have been as enjoyable in the moment. That is an all-time
it
playoff
is.
Game, not just Eagles. Like, if you're an NFL fan watching that, you remember that
well,
game.
Well, the ratings must have been, for both games combined,
the
must
back
have
and
been
forth,
bonanza.
The grandeur, it was theater,
it was
cinema. Like, it really was, and to have those moments, I mean, Saquon, when he's slamming his head, to like, that was like watching someone have an is-this-real-life moment.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I'm getting chills talking about it, man. Like, that was a all-time great Eagles playoff win yesterday.
I agree. All right, Rhea, hard to top what James just said, but what are you thinking? What are you feeling?
When Saquon was running down the field and Jared Verse was chasing him and he appeared to slow up a little bit, mm-hmm. and turn around, that was like the Bryce Harper moment.
Yeah.
You know, in the,
sure.
against the Braves where he stared him down. I didn't know that he had that dog in him. As James said, the slapping in his head, the sliding. He is the best player in the NFL, and I don't think it's close.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's interesting you say that because I thought the MVP race, which obviously he's not going to win, it to me, it's like back in focus for why did America voters just abandon him, seemingly, in the last week or two of the season? Like, you can make a great case for four different guys.
Sure,
I mean, no
sure.
one makes the case for Mahomes, but they should a little bit more than they do. But I would not give it to him this year. But between Lamar, Josh Allen, and Saquon, to me it was very close, but it's like the voters just seemingly just discarded Saquon with like two games to go in the season. And I'm like, why? Like I really don't. I mean, maybe it's just back to the quarterback thing, but I think it's a travesty, and he is a remarkable player. I totally agree with what Ike said post game last night on NBC Sports Philadelphia. His season has surpassed the T-004 thing. It has. And it's an all-time.
It's on its way. I mean, if they can finish it off, we've talked about it. It is right there with Mike Schmidt and 80 as like the greatest season a Philadelphia athlete has ever had in all sports. Moses, whatever they are.
Yeah.
Like, he's in that group
he
of
is.
The greatest seasons we've ever seen.
He is. All right, let's go to the phones. Your thoughts, your calls, your feelings, your passion, and emotion. 215-592-9494. We'll get to what Jalen said about his knee after the game. Jeff in Phoenixville. Jeff, good morning.
Oh, my God. Good morning, everybody. I think I lost my voice yesterday. Oh, my God. I'm honored to lead off. This yesterday, the most stressful game I've ever watched in who knows how long. But there's so many things that need to be fixed. And number one, I'm with you. I'm with everybody else there that says it. Jake Elliott's got to go. I mean, if he hit both those extra points, we wouldn't be in that situation.
Yep.
It wouldn't be a problem. There would be no stress, but because the dunce that he is missed extra points.
Well, he's not a dunce.
And
he's...
look, he also did make three big field goals for what it's worth. In the snow, in tough spots where we needed him.
That he'll do it the next time.
No.
The problem. The problem is he doesn't know if he'll make it.
No.
Whether it's an extra point or a 50-yard field goal, it doesn't matter. He has no confidence whatsoever.
And Sirianni has to coach around it.
No doubt.
There's no choice.
We can't use him.
Yeah.
We can't use him. If it's points that we must have, I'm going to go for it on 4th and 7.
Well, here's where I'll disagree a little bit. I mean, there are moments to go to it. Well, yeah, it depends on how far the fourth.
Of course, there are situations.
Right, right.
But there, it affects the way
it does.
You plan.
It affects the whole strategy of the game and the way you feel about the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the second part is, can somebody tell Jalen to just throw the stinking ball away? I don't know if I'm watching Carson Wentz back there from circa 2018-19 where he just gets so – it's frustrating and just like bullheaded. It's like, I'm going to find a receiver. Yeah. I get sacked again.
It's a fine line. He toes this line, and
safety was awful.
He failed at towing the line repeatedly yesterday. And – yeah, the offensive line, a lot of lines that we're saying here.
Yep.
The offensive line struggled.
I agree.
At times,
more than normal. I agree with that.
That was concerning. I don't know how much of that is, hey, it's slippery and you got guys with speed coming off the edge. I really don't know how much
that
factors.
And the Rams have a good pass rush.
They
like 9-7, 16 sacks
they
last 2 weeks.
There was one time
when a guy got in there because he drilled Becton, and I thought maybe Becton just didn't have the footing to anchor in,
possibly.
And that's why he got drilled and the guy got through.
Possibly.
You know, possibly.
But there were issues.
There were issues.
There were issues with protection and Jalen's decision-making.
Yeah.
I told you that the statistics, when you dig into the statistics on drive cessation, like when drives get stopped, a lot the sack is responsible. The sack is as responsible for drives tanking as anything else. I mean, it's almost like a turnover when you look at the statistics. Every coach hates the sack.
Yeah.
You do everything you can to avoid the sack, which is why I can't understand why he can't possibly be being coached.
No, I don't think
to
so.
Hold on to that thing rather than throw it away.
You just want
to
see him
to avoid the turnover.
Throw it over the guy's head or throw it at the feet. Like you got
just be smart.
High
but get
or low.
It out of your hand.
I'm with
man.
You, John.
In some cases, taking a sack is merited just to keep the clock running.
Right.
And I don't think those were those cases.
No, I agree. Look, the one in the end zone, obviously. He doesn't want to have an intentional grounding because that's a safety also. But find a way. And I know he just come back in the game and probably didn't have the legs to move as much as he normally would in that instance.
And partially don't call a pass play maybe in that spot.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe.
That?
Yeah.
Kellen, thank you.
But I will say the ball was out, I think, around the 8 or so. So it wasn't actually like the 2. They did create a little bit of room with
the
first down.
They did, but still,
you know?
It was right after the injury. It's man.
I know. All right, your reaction to all this, 215-592-9494. With Jalen Sidat to the game, we get to that next on his knee. Look, Tuesday, Wednesday are going to be huge days, maybe today, to find out what is it. I don't know. We'll get John's perspective on what he thinks it is. It was concerning with the knee.
Block to either side. Second down and 4 at the Rams' 45-yard line. Hurts this time. Looks. Fakes, keeps it at the 40, at the 35, 30, 25, 20. Jalen Hurts, touchdown! 45 yards.
Yeah, that was a big time way to start the game. I mean, Hurts was down in there with the legs, and obviously by halfway through, he couldn't do that. We'll see. We'll see what happens versus Washington. Let's get to the reality of the injury. Which I say reality, we don't even quite know what it is. Let's listen after the game what Jalen Hurts said. And then I want to get John's assessment of what he thinks it might be. Jalen Hurts, after the game, asked a series of questions about the injury. These questions weren't actually back-to-back-to-back, but we cut out the other questions. Like, we've put together all the questions that were injury-related, And here's the here's what they are in the sequence that they happen. Here's after the game.
Taylor, how do you feel physically? How you went the medical temp and how'd you come out of the game?
It's a tough game, a challenging game. I was able to finish the game and see how the week goes.
Were there separate injuries? Like at the end of the half, it looked like you were slow to get up. You were late coming out of the tunnel. And then, of course, you had the one that sent you to the tent in the second half.
No.
For this week, you said you'll see how the week goes. Is your status uncertain for next week?
Great question. No, I was just seeing how the week could go, seeing how things progress.
So you think you feel confident you'll play next week, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So some good and bad within his answer, but ultimately says he'll play. But, you know, we'll say, John, what do you – because
– you feel confident you'll play next week?
Yeah.
Yes. That matters. That I think that's the answer that matters.
What do you think it is?
Well, he came back in and played. This happened – I don't know, a couple minutes left in the third quarter. He played, you know, a quarter and a portion. I think he's okay.
What do you think the injury is?
I think
is it a sprained knee?
I think the injury is he didn't sprain his knee.
What do you think he did?
He was frightened by the way it was pinned back. It was a nasty-looking tackle. It's possible that you get out of that without having anything.
Well, he's got something. So all right,
we don't know,
James.
That.
What do you think it is? I know you don't know this stuff as much as John. Like
he didn't play.
I wondered if he tore his knee, but I don't think he did because they put him back
what
in.
What is tear his knee?
Well, there's various
ACL tear, obviously.
Yeah, tear
what he's talking
tear.
About.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tear his knee. He did not.
I tend to think you're right. I don't know though because there's a chance he would go back in the game with a torn knee. LaDainian Tomlinson played the one playoff game
Hold
with
on.
A torn knee.
A torn ACL.
Yeah.
He's not going back in a game. Well, a torn MCL. He might go back.
And
in
this
a game.
Is what I'm asking. Do you think he tore his MCL?
Possibly, but
yeah, I mean,
I've
I think it's more than I think it's more than just he got scared.
I thought it was something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think.
The outside of his knee, if that means anything.
So what does
MCL
that mean?
MCL is on the inside of his knee. I think it was a really strange spot. I've been in that position where you're kind of collapsed in a way that it doesn't feel like your knees are supposed to bend that way,
right.
Where they go, you know what, where they're not in extension, but flexion,
okay.
Where they come together in the back like his did, and it just feels like they're not supposed to, there's just nowhere else your knee can go. There's nowhere further for it to bend, but it's still bending, and there's people on top of it, and it's smashing it down. Yeah, that's scary. That feels awful, but it looked like at the time when he got up and realized, okay, got evaluated in the tent, the fact that they let him come back in the game means a lot.
I agree with you.
So they figured that, hey, whatever it was not significant enough to prevent him from getting back in the game. I think this was more of a scare than anything. And if it is an MCL issue, then I've seen him play with it, and I feel good that he can push through. I know it hurts. I know that must be awful, but I've seen guys get out there with an MCL. He did have a brace on it after he came out of the tent.
Yeah, which is probably part of why it took 5 minutes to get that brace on. By the way,
that gives him just some added security in his head.
One correction, because there was two situations with the Chargers 15 years ago with that. I had it backwards. It was Tomlinson that did not play with a knee injury.
It was Philip Rivers
that played with a serious knee injury. So
he had a torn ACL in the AFC Championship
game. My God, and he played.
That's
all right.
Amazing.
He played.
Rhea, do you feel confident he did not tear his ACL, or do you think that's potentially on the table?
Oh, yeah. No, I feel I definitely think he sprained it or did something because they put they braced it. I think it was more.
And he didn't look right.
You can brace it just for the confidence and security of Jalen Hurts, though. It could be, hey, do you feel better with that on there? Yes. Okay. We'll leave it on there. It could be that. They're still evaluating.
No, he didn't look the same at all.
Well,
but he did run a little bit more. He did have two bootlegs fourth quarter that. They didn't initially do when he got in there, and that was good to see. But look, it's scary. And by the way, knowing that Jaden Daniels
brace,
is Jaden Daniels,
it feels
James
different.
That guy.
I mean, you watch him versus Goff. One of them looked like a rookie. The other looked like a seasoned vet.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Let's get right now to the Guided Door and Window to the weekend. Just talk about the other games briefly. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through the month of January. So another week and a half or so. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Look, other games. I'll start with this. Jaden Daniels looks exceptional. Obviously, completely changes the division and puts a threat into the Eagles for next week. I thought all three games. Now, hear me out for this one a second. I thought all three games were the best outcome, the other games, for the Eagles. I thought Kansas City beating Houston, this is going to sound weird, was the best outcome for the Eagles because I actually think KC is the weakest of the three great teams in the AFC. And I'd rather they advance to the Super Bowl than Baltimore or Buffalo. And like Houston wasn't getting to the Super Bowl. Okay, they just weren't getting to the Super Bowl. And I think KC having the NFC Championship, AFC Championship game is a good outcome for the Eagles.
Well, they might have gotten to the Super Bowl if they could beat Kansas City.
Well, if they could have beaten the refs, they could have gotten the title game, but I don't think they would have beaten Baltimore or Buffalo. And look, Jaden Daniels looks all world, man. LL Cool J.
Shout out
world.
To Jaws, by the way. What was that? Like, yeah. You know, 10 weeks into the season, best rookie I've ever seen. That he's certainly lived up to that.
And when he didn't look good against the Eagles back in, I think it was November.
I think
we can
say it was the ribs, yeah.
Yeah, totally. I mean, this guy looks incredible. So, and then the rest were a disaster in the Chiefs game. I mean, they were just a fiasco. That really was a travesty. It started early with the one hit on Mahomes that they extended to drive, and then it snowballed from there. It was a travesty. All right, all-time victory by the Eagles. Survive in advance is what was said by Collinsworth after the game. And he's like, and this was survive. And he wasn't wrong about that. All right, let's get your thoughts on all of it. 215-592-9494. Also, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Poll question, who was the player of the game? Man, this is tough. Saquon or Jalen Carter, player of the game. Flip a coin. Let's go to the phones.
You know, Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith were both I was really excited to see the ET twists working, and they're devastating. Jalen Carter, there was one of his sacks was an ET twist, which is where, you know, Nolan Smith. Jalen Carter actually does an awesome job of setting it up where he pushes and man, he's so decisive with every movement, and it feels like he can knock the guy who's trying to block him into next week to completely disrupt Nolan Smith. Like his guy is disrupted by Jalen Carter and vice versa, so that it's going to work a lot.
I hear
and
you,
they're
man.
Getting into like the timing of all of it, and it really is paying dividends.
And Jalen Carter may have really saved the season. I mean, it was really hanging
by
a thread.
Two plays.
Yeah, they were incredible.
Just
reminded me of Aaron Donald in the Super Bowl. If you remember, Aaron Donald had
a great comp.
He had a third down sack
comp.
And a fourth down hurry.
Yep.
It was
dominant
the exact
force.
Same thing.
Aaron Donald, explosiveness and penetration with more size, more physical domination.
It's incredible. All right, let's go to the phones. A lot of calls here. Tom right now. Tom, good morning.
Yo, Joe.
Tom, hey. What's up, buddy?
Man, I'll tell you what. I 58 years in the making, I said, yesterday brought a whole new meaning to worried and nervous.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the first time in my life I did not sit down. I watched the whole game standing up. I tried to sit down.
Dude, let me just say something. It's so funny you say that. I stood up for about 75% of the game. I have a fairly big TV. It's not one of those all-time big ones. But, you know, it's like modern-day pretty big TV. I stood, instead of being on my couch, about 5 to 6 feet from the TV for almost the entire game. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, yesterday had everything. I mean, from every play, every series, you know, and it was just who wanted it more in the end. And Hurts was, you know, I think his muscle yesterday bails him out of a serious injury.
I agree with that.
Carter, the Eagles were tougher in the end, and they wanted it just a little bit more, and the Eagles find a way to win. They just find
they do.
A way.
And that's why I think they'll likely beat Washington, even though you go in knowing that either team could win. But I agree with you. The Eagles have... It's kind of an 0-1 Sixers thing, finding a way to win through tremendous adversity. Tom, thanks for the call. James, what are you saying? You agree with what?
I agree with that. I think that the fact that Hurts' legs are so strong and he puts so much work into them, I think might have saved him there. You know, the fact that he has such, like, this tush push, the squats, the whole thing, like, in that spot, having so much strength in your leg can help you.
Okay, I hadn't thought about that.
You could ask the doctor about that. The hip mobility that he has is huge to avoid a serious kind of injury there. A couple of doctors I saw said that.
Okay, interesting. Patrick in Tabernacle. Patrick, good morning.
Morning, everybody. Hey, man. What a morning. What a game. Unbelievable. So I'm listening. I don't sit down. I'm a stander upper in front of the TV. I can't. I can't sit down. And let's just hope for the MCL issue with Hurts. I don't know what's going on there, but I banged up my MCL and I had to go back to work pretty quick, and I lived with it, you know. But stay away from the ACL. Speaking of ACL, we got a Skins. One of their top dogs is down with a
ACL guard. Player. That's that could be pretty big. Yep. With Jalen Carter inside, that could be pretty big. They're going to be without their guard. Yep.
Also playing their fourth straight road game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot to go against. Next week is next week. But listen, this defense, man. How about Oren Burks and Slay? There's a lot of. I mean, obviously Carter. But man, we got some.
I thought Slay played a really good game. I mean, obviously he gets beat on the 35-ish yarder on the final drive, but. It was a great throw and a great catch. Fairly good coverage.
Slay was incredible.
I thought he was terrific in the game.
Making play after play after play in a way that I haven't seen in a long time.
I agree.
But, late in the game, it did seem like things... It's tough holding up for four quarters against an onslaught like that. And offensively, you know, it's Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
He's going to go to the Hall of Fame someday, and he's throwing, you know...
Losing that game will keep him from the Hall of Fame.
Soft.
No, I actually thought about that as he was coming down. I thought if he gets this all the way in, maybe John's right and he gets to the Hall. But I actually thought Hall of Fame, you know, somewhat hung in the balance. I'll just say that.
I don't think it does. Okay. I think he's that good.
And Patrick, it's good to know that Quinion, they're saying, is probably going to be okay for next week.
Oh, yeah.
Which was huge because, you know, 34 is getting picked on, Rodgers.
Yeah, you saw that
right away.
Every time.
If he has to be out there, we definitely have an Achilles heel, that's for sure.
All right, Patrick, great call. Let's listen to Sirianni talking about Jalen Carter. I mean, he really may have saved the season. Here's Sirianni after the game on his big guy.
He's a special player. Jalen Carter is a special player, and he's just done so many of the right things to continue to make himself a special player. Can't say enough about Vic and the job that he does of putting him in position to succeed. Clint Hurt is a special coach that has helped Jalen. And then all the credit goes to Jalen, who's continued to get better. Jalen's consistently done the right things in and out of the building, you know, from his conditioning to his weight to his style of play. And Jalen Carter, man, he's special.
I mean, look, there's no question about it. I mean, Look, Dick Vermeil told us about 2 months ago it was the first time anybody had invoked the name Reggie White, right? For 4 months, 5 months, everyone has invoked the names Fletcher Cox and Jerome Brown, rightfully so. About 2 months ago, kind of out of nowhere, we were in a random Friday interview with Dick Vermeil, just, you know, we'll see where it goes, you know. Wasn't expecting the name Reggie White to be invoked. He went there. And I'll tell you, man... Jalen Carter's got a shot to be an all-time all-timer. And we've seen some teams win Super Bowls with the best player being an interior lineman. I think when the Bucs won, I think Warren Sapp was their best player.
The Rams, you just mentioned it, yeah.
Aaron Donald. And I think Fletcher Cox was the Eagles' best player when they won. It's debatable. There were couples that were really good, Lane and Kelsey. But I thought Fletcher Cox in 17 was their best player.
This is a different level of greatness when you compare Fletcher. I mean, and I don't want to take away from Fletcher
and
what he did.
I think he's better. I think this guy's better.
He is so dominant.
Yeah.
Just physically going to control and throw you wherever he wants to throw you.
Yeah, it's really remarkable. Let's get to Salvador. Salvador, what's going on, dude?
Let's go, Gray!
That's how you
what
do.
What are you talking about? Are you serious? Yo, I want to address that freaking guy burst on the other side. Are you kidding me?
So honestly, Salvador, I can't understand anything you're saying. What are you trying to convey?
Screaming too much.
Is this good or bad? What is going on here?
Sorry, guys.
It's okay. It's all right.
Okay. I wanted to address that guy on the defense verse. Bleep you.
Oh, yeah,
Thank you for giving us extra motivation to kick your butt.
Yeah. He did play well,
he
though.
He was all credit to, I mean, I hate him, but he showed up.
That guy balled out. I hear you, man. You're both right.
We played better, and he ripped Saquon's jersey when he was running that dude. I was going crazy, man. And I am definitely a stander-upper. Yeah, I was standing up last night.
Yeah, you just can't be on a couch comfortably. No, look, most people probably stayed on their couch, but you certainly can't recline in that game. I mean, Salvador, that was as nerve-wracking an Eagles game since, I mean,
maybe the Atlanta game.
Well, maybe the Super Bowl when the Eagles lost, but in many ways that was comfortable for a good portion of it. The Atlanta game, in 2017 was nerve wracking. I think Chicago 2018 playoff game was nerve wracking. Yeah. Arizona 08, of course. That was, some of these are losses, some of these are wins. I mean, there was other than about 4 or 5 minutes, Salvador, you just couldn't feel comfortable at all.
Yeah, what's going on with Quinyon Mitchell though?
Well, I mean, so it's a shoulder.
He says, well,
actually, he's gonna play.
We're going to be talking to a doctor coming up.
Yeah.
Here.
But after the game, I mean, let me find one report here because I got it in my phone. But there was, let me get a phone call and then I'm going to get this report. Let's get to Rick in Easton. Rick, good morning.
Yeah, you know what, guys? A couple things. If a quarterback is that bad, your team just doesn't go to 2 out of 3 NFC championship games. Jalen dropped that ball right in AJ's lap.
That was a horrible drop. Oh, horrible drop by AJ.
I agree with Seltzer. You don't throw the ball in an ice storm, in your end zone, especially when your quarterback just got tweaked. God, from where we sit, you're right, we don't sit either the whole game. From our perspective, we're in the club seat area. We see the game north and south on an angle. Goddard and Dotson were so open, wide open on so many pass patterns.
Mm.
Your offensive coordinator needs to convey that in the locker room at halftime. I hope Kellen Moore doesn't have any interviews.
See, I don't think that, Rick, I don't think that's fair. If you pin, if the coordinator helps scheme two different players open and the quarterback doesn't throw them to him, he's done his job.
I mean, I'm not his biggest fan.
Yeah, he can't hold his hand on the field during the play. He can't.
Well, maybe this quarterback needs that a little bit.
Well, Rick, but no, you can't literally be in his ear or hold his hand during the play.
No, you can't. You make adjustments every day on your talk show, and you're very successful.
But Rick, here's what I'm confused by. You started by major praise of Jalen. Major praise.
Yes.
And then, like, your third comment was, two receivers were open all day, and it's the coordinator's fault. Like, you can't
when
have...
You go play that game in those conditions.
No, that's different. I hear
saying,
that. That was
I'm
hard
just
yesterday.
Saying,
I get that.
Talk to the guy. Sit him down and say, Jalen, you got to.
Yeah, but
start
I think they do.
But open in these patterns.
But Rick, don't you think they do?
I don't know. Do they?
Well, I mean, let me put it this way: from Monday through Saturday, the next 6 days here, right? You don't think they're going to point out to him the times players were open?
I'm hoping they do. Yeah,
of course they're going to. They're NFL coaches.
People beat up Hurts this week. Guess what? He had the same stat line that Josh Allen
had. I know he did.
No,
that's a notable fact. That's right. Josh Allen certainly did not have a big stat game at all. That is for damn sure.
And he said after the game, you know what? Running the ball is what was better today. It's what worked best in the conditions. So, that's the truth.
Here's the Quinyon. I mean, there was various reports. Let me give you one. This is from Jordan Schultz after the game. Covers the team. Here's what he wrote on Twitter. He said, sources. Eagles star rookie cornerback Quinyon Mitchell is not believed to have sustained a serious shoulder injury in tonight's win over the Rams. Despite leaving the game, the team remains, and this is in quotes, the team remains, quote, hopeful and optimistic that Mitchell will be ready for the NFC Championship game versus Washington. That's big, particularly against that quarterback. That's big.
It is odd, though, that he didn't return and they're optimistic and hopeful. Because that was early.
Yeah, it was early.
But he supposedly, according to Olivia Rainier in the locker room, was in good spirits, seemed very confident in the play. So,
yeah, I mean, look, I think the Eagles, while they have a lot of terrific players on defense, I think they have three that are their three best. Jalen Carter, Zach Bond, and Quinyon Mitchell. I'd probably put Darius Slay fourth, probably. But I think those other three are head and shoulders above the rest. Or maybe Cooper and Jean Ford.
I don't know that Quinyon ready to be in that group yet.
I never see, oh, no, I don't say never. I rarely see Quinyon Mitchell get beat.
Well, you're right. He hasn't been tested a whole lot. And it is amazing what he's been doing.
I think he's phenomenal.
I don't know that I can put him up there with Slay yet.
Yeah, I think he is. He stays in games longer. Slay comes out on a lot.
Well,
you know,
Slay's also in his 30s.
It is what it is.
I know.
But Slay was the better player yesterday,
obviously. Slay's knowledge of the game really helps him as well.
All right.